96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. I'm sitting down with Howard University President Dr. Wayne Frederick to talk about all things Howard University tonight. Lines are open, so if you have a question or comment for the president, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Dr. Frederick, thanks for coming in. Good to see you again.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
Lots to talk about tonight. Late last month, the nation's report card came out, and it said that American children just are not doing well at all when it comes to being prepped for college. So fourth and eighth graders over the last 2 years have seen math scores slip, and we've seen eighth graders that were proficient in math were still not proficient in reading. We have high numbers of people that don't do well at all, math or reading. What does this tell you about what's going on in our school systems?
You know, it speaks a lot to what I would say, the necessary attention that must be placed on what is being taught versus on what the test scores are. I think our system has migrated a bit away from focusing on that content of information that needs to be transmitted to students, and really been focusing a lot on more testing. And as a result, I think we forced our teachers in that system to also focus around the testing versus the actual pedagogical interests of the kids in the school system. And I think we have to have some retooling in order to get that right. And it's going to take a collective effort, because what is being taught in at the university and collegiate level, we need to make sure that there's enough communication back to the high schools so that we are making sure that the right preparation and stages of that preparation are appropriate. The last thing I would say is we often disconnect things like reading and math. I am yet to meet a kid who is good at math who does not do well in reading comprehension. You've got to read the question to figure out what they're asking, to make sure you come up with the right solution to apply the functions you may learn. So although kids doing math learn functions and how to apply them, questions generally aren't written that simply in all of math. And so reading comprehension is a backbone to success in math at the collegiate level. And recognizing that early and making sure you tie that in as you teach math is also important.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, talking to Howard University President Dr. Wayne Frederick. Let's go to the phone lines. Tony calling from Northeast D.C. Tony, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, my feeling is I do agree with some parts of what our president is saying, but I also think this has a lot to do with parenting. Our kids are not disciplined enough to sit down and try to learn to comprehend. I'm talking at the early stages. You see them if you're out and about in the community. You see kids running just rampant. I've seen them climbing on top of walls, and the parents are standing right there. There has to be some self-control put in place in order to get the kids to be able to focus. You can have all of the testing that you want to have, but if your child is not disciplined enough to be still enough to learn, it's always going to be an issue. And this has been a growing problem for quite some time. I'll step back and listen to your comment.
Thank you so much, Tony. I appreciate that, Dr. Frederick. He makes an interesting point, because certainly rarely is there any other educational process that requires more discipline than when you are walking and through the halls of a college or university. That's where you really got to focus.
Yeah, you know, I'm certainly, and I think to put the caller's comments into perspective, discipline is key. You know, how important is the learning activity placed in the household is clearly a critical aspect as well. And a lot of successful kids in college have that as they come through the K through 12, where education is emphasized in the home. It's an important part of the activity, and parents are participating in it. But it does broaden to the greater experience of a child in terms of discipline in general, and they're more likely to be successful if they're disciplined. Now, I must admit, I do have a little bit of reservation with the caller's comments, because on the same token, some of our school systems use that discipline in a broad and loose fashion, and then what that results in is that you see more punishment is meted out to kids of color for the same things that, you know, their Caucasian counterparts may have done. And that in and of itself results in a higher level of truancy. And now you've got kids of color spending more time out of school as a result of that stereotyping of their activity, et cetera. And so we've got to be a little cautious, you know, about where the boundaries are around that issue. But definitely in general, you want to see more discipline.
But certainly, and discipline doesn't always have to mean correcting a student. Sometimes it means adhering to a certain discipline, such as football, playing the piano, ballet, some of the kind of rigorous over and over practice, whether it's a physical activity or an academic activity that refers to discipline as well.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And how well they are willing to participate in some of these things on their own is also critical. You know, my mom often tells people embarrassingly that she never had to ask me to study. Mm-hmm. Because I was always interested in reading, and she would come late at night. I would be, you know, hiding under my covers reading a book. I was very interested in reading.
We all do that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you have things like that. But with respect to the other things, you're right. My 9-year-old daughter has fallen in love with cooking. But the activity of having to read the menu, go through all the ingredients, measure, all of those things, get her the opportunity to apply the things that she's learning to do that. My son plays soccer. He has to make sure he does his homework before he leaves for practice, or else he can't go to practice. You know, he has to maintain a certain discipline around that. He has to get his uniform together, make sure it's washed and clean. And, you know, so you are right. There are other activities they may participate in as well that lend themselves to developing that discipline that's necessary to make sure that they acquire the knowledge and then can apply it.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Let's talk about an issue that has come up over the past week or so. We had a student, Jawana Ingram, who had a dorm issue. He was removed from the dorm because he had broken the rules. Without getting too deep down into the details of it, what is your position on this situation, and also generally about, here we go, discipline again, for, you know, for students that don't adhere to the rules?
Yeah, I mean this is primarily an issue of safety. You know, we've had incidents on campus where unauthorized individuals have been in dorms and committed some crimes, and we, you know, in this particular dorm as well, we have female students, and my concern is the overall safety for everyone involved, and we have to make sure that we stick to those principles around safety. This is really a safety issue. And it's ironic because I had an alum who was complained about their bike being stolen from the campus while visiting and what we were doing about security. And I was reading some of that very same alum's Facebook post, and he was arguing about us taking this type of action. Well, I don't know who was let in, and I don't know if those people are perpetrators of crime on my campus. I know that they're unauthorized to be getting into that particular building through that mechanism, and therefore we have to make sure that we stick to the rules as best we can.
Okay. Thank you for that. Let's talk about School of Business. We've got some honors and some other things that we want to get to, but let's talk about first the School of Business, ranked by Bloomberg Businessweek among the top business schools in the nation. Let me say, that's great news, but what else is new? Howard University's School of Business has been very, very high. It's always had a great reputation. So is this just another feather in its hat, or is this a step towards something greater?
Yeah, you know, you and I know about Howard's Business School, but mm-hmm. despite how strong it has been, we've never been ranked in the top 50.
Hmm.
Yeah, and as far as I can tell, there hasn't been an HBCU in the top 50. We're the only HBCU in the top 75. So on many levels, this is a recognition of the good work that the faculty, students, and dean and staff of the business school have been performing. And we're very, very proud of that. They also have what I consider one of the strongest board of visitors of any of the colleges that are very supportive of the direction and the vision of the dean. And I think a lot of kudos has to be meted out all around for what I think is a very significant. But it is a precursor and a prelude, as it were, to greater things to come. I think this is one of the areas where we can really expand here at the university in terms of the experience. And in terms of really turning out entrepreneurs as well, the business environment has changed significantly. We talk about the unemployment rate is twice that for African Americans as opposed to the national unemployment rate. And so we have an opportunity, I think, to continue to put good businessmen and businesswomen out there who can create their own businesses or run businesses and therefore add to the diversity of the employment market and really work on the issues around disparities when it comes to, for instance, that unemployment rate. And I think they can generate the businesses that can be the solutions to those types of problems as well.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. I need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Lorene calling from D.C. Of course, we are talking to Howard University President Dr. Wayne Frederick about all things Howard University. So give us a call if you have a question or comment for President Frederick. Again, 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Stay with us. More of your questions and mine in just a bit.